Batman ass. button for your microphone. Jamming up with chattering all the way from Germany. You know what? And for that in the dance hall, me mash up all of the corner all over the world. I'm on the rhythm. I show me all of the pretty girl the next team. Come again, elephant that in the dance cell. We mash up all of the corner all over the world. Elephant up on the rhythm. I show me all of the pretty girl the next team. You know why? Cause love the reggae music. Yeah, we love the reggae music. Reggae music. Yeah, we love the reggae music. No respect to Jatari all the way from Germany. They love the reggae music. Yeah, we love the reggae music. Reggae music, yes, I love the reggae music. No respect to Mongols, I follow the way from Scotland. I love the reggae music, yes, I love the reggae music. Reggae music, yes, I love the reggae music. I'm the dance the mash up all of the corner and over the world. I'll fight up on the rhythm. I saw me all the pretty girl the next team. Come again, I'll fight up on the dance the mash up all of the corner and over the world. I'll fight up on the rhythm. I saw me all the pretty girl that makes steam. Come again, hey. Boogity, 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 boogity dance tonight. We love it all the maximum, we love it all the go. I tell the reggae music, all of the people them I cry for. When we play the reggae music, all of the people want more. So girl, wind up your body, miss the wine to the floor. When they hear the reggae music, I'm happy from the waistline. All of the girls, I'm not the dancer, look so pretty and so fine. They love the reggae music, yes, they love the reggae music. Reggae music, yes, they love the wise. They dance all, they mash up all of the corner all over the world. I brought up on the rhythm. I saw me all the pretty girls they make my team. Come again, I brought up on the dance all, they mash up all of the corner all over the world. I brought up on the rhythm. I saw me all of the pretty girls they make my team. Come again. Police and the soldiers love the reggae music. All of the actor, all of the gangsta love the reggae music. Yeah, we love the reggae music. Yes, we love the reggae music. Reggae music, yes, we love the one. I found out the dancer. They mash up all of the corner all over the world. I found up all of the rhythm. I saw me all of the pretty girl the next thing. Come again. I found out the dancer. They mash up all of the corner all over the world. We'll be right back.
there, man.
Thank you.
back, Sanguine Soul, on a beautiful Sunday in San Francisco. This is 89.3 FM, KPDO Pescadero, and you're listening to Sanguine Soul on Pirate Cat Radio. If you like what you heard, check out our website, sanguinesoul.com. We got all of our archived episodes. And you just finished listening to a live DJ mix by Kid Chameleon. And he's going to come by the studio, talk about what he played, and get to know the DJ.
Hello, hello.
Whoa, whoa. Let's check your mic here.
1, 2, check, check. 1, 2, check, check.
We got Kid Chameleon in the studio. This is Sanguine Soul. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good, man. Enjoying the sunny San Francisco afternoon.
Yeah, that was a dope set.
Yeah, that was a sunny set for you. I thought I'd go there.
Going with the mood of the day. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what you played.
So, my partner Tinker and I were just having this conversation before we came in. Someone was like, oh, what kind of stuff do you play? And like, I can't even really answer that anymore in less than like, you know, an hour. So it's easier for me to just like launch in and say, I played this track. It's great. So
yep.
Some of the artists that I played, I started off and finished with this wonderful guy, Shigeto, who is a new signing to Ghostly International and who's actually going to be in town in a month and a little bit more. Playing at Mezzanine at the Ghostly International Ghostly International Showcase that's happening there after the 4th of July. What else? There was also a new artist that I'm really into named Seams, who is from Germany, from Berlin, I think. Doing stuff with... He's done a remix of Gold Panda and also has something appearing on the Ghostly International label. And so that was some of the first stuff that was a little more down tempo. There was a Fortet remix of Antipop Consortium in there, and a new group to me, Swede Art from the Tokyo Dawn label, which does usually more stuff that's a little too R&B for me, but it's a sort of genuine melding of the crazy wonky sounds and some R&B stuff that's really good. And then I sort of stepped it up a notch and went into this new world, this really rapidly changing world of funky music, which is this new sound that's coming out of the UK that is just wild. It comes out of grime, but it really basically sounds like Tribal House from the end of the 90s, but it's kind of different and it's influenced by dubstep. And now funky is starting to influence dubstep back. And what you're getting is a bunch of funky tracks and dubstep tracks that are all really, really percussive and percussion driven. And there's a brilliant new artist in there named Joe. Yeah, Joe. So good luck finding him on the internet. But he actually does have a MySpace. But he has a new single coming out on Hessel Audio, which is... Hessel Audio is Ben UFO, Ramadan Man, and Pangea. And all three of those artists are making this kind of new, very micro beat driven sound. And Joe is the new signing to them. So I actually played some stuff by Ramadan Man, both in his name and as his other project, Pearson Sound. And a couple other things in there. I have to give a shout out to my man, Corey, who runs the Bass Tourist label. It goes under the name Secret Agent Gel. And there was a track in there called The Lengthy Rhythm by Mr. Men. He's putting them out. And then a couple tracks from LD, who I should give a shout to. LD is an artist who's had a few things out here and there, but it's actually coming through San Francisco this week. And he will be playing at, I think this is the 14th Surefire, and it's at Triple Crown. It's LD and two local artists and... Forgive me if I can't remember who they are. I think one of them is Roommate. But, LD will be in town, and Surefire Sound is bringing him out. and sort of towards the end drifted a little bit into this place where, okay, so take everything that I said about funky and dubstep kind of cross influencing each other and being really percussive, and then add to that a bunch of drum and bass producers or dubstep producers who want to make drum and bass, and you get this totally new thing that I only have like a few tracks of, which is really fast but very minimal drummy stuff at 170 BPM if you care about that sort of thing. But basically it sounds like it's circled all the way back around to like minimal drum and bass from 96-97, but with this kind of washy dubby element. So I played a track by this Russian named Bop, who is really, really great. It's this young kid from Russia, releasing stuff on the hospital label spinoff Med School, and an old drum and bass artist, ASC, and also I think I played a D-Bridge remix of a scuba track in there. And then brought it home with a little bit of juke, had DJ Elmo in there, and finished up with two new tracks from an album that I'm really, really excited about. Paul White's second or third, depending on how you look at it, album called Paul White and the Purple Brain. And Paul White is just this crazy guy that both him alone and with his friend Bullion just make this awesome beat-driven music that's not quite as crazy or liquid as some of the stuff that's coming out of LA. They're from London, but it's just really solid and has all these really funny samples in it and kind of has a rock background too. So I ended up there with a couple Paul White tracks, and that's from his new album Paul White and the Purple Brain, which is coming out, I think it's actually out this week on One Handed Music. And then ended up again with some Shigeto.
Tight, man. That's every time I see you DJ, it's unexpected what you're gonna play. I've seen you play in a huge wide range of genres, so called. How do you focus your sets?
I think it's kind of like what I said at the beginning. I get an idea from the surrounding that is much more abstract than just a genre. And so today I was like, oh, it's a sunny day. I knew it was going to be a sunny weekend. So I was like, oh, what's a good thing to play on a sunny afternoon? And of course, I always have new stuff and I'm always really excited about new things. And so I want to showcase that. But I sort of go with that vibe. I definitely have stuff that I drift into and get into and will do gigs for free if someone will let me. Currently, if anybody wants to book me to play an entirely 90s rhythm and sound / basic channel a set, I would totally like almost pay to do that, because I'm really, really into that sound right now. But that's all, you know, old, and that's something that I've just gotten into. And so there are things that I really get into, and scenes and genres that I think can be really great for pushing stuff together. But at the end of the day, what a really good DJ does that a producer sometimes can't is be like, oh, I'm gonna play sunny day music, or I'm gonna play, you know, angry, heartbroken music, or mm-hmm. I'm gonna play like fun club music, and then just, you know, screw genre and just go wherever. So. Mm-hmm.
Do you produce at all?
I don't actually. Although it's been a goal for a while, and I think it's probably the next level to what I'm doing. And I'm actually sort of doing a hybrid thing coming in, which is I've been very fortunate to be asked to do a mix for Electronic Explorations, which is one of the more listened to podcasts in the world for this broad range of music. And so my idea, and we'll see if I can do this, is actually to just get loops from a bunch of different artists and weave them together. So it won't exactly be producing, because I won't be making my own sounds, but like
it'll be a live performance.
But everything that I have will only be 10 seconds long, so I'll be doing the looping stuff. And I think of that as like kind of a good hybrid thing that's in between, and hopefully it'll lead to my own tracks too.
Nice, nice. So where can we see more of Kid Chameleon? I know you guys do the Surya Dub Night.
We do the Surya Dub Night. We just had Ghislain Poirier out. Who's now just Poirier, because he's sick of Americans mispronouncing his name. We just had him last week or 2 weeks ago, Club 6. It was a great show. Currently I think gonna probably sit out the summer and then maybe come back and do something in September. I have a couple artists that I'm dying to bring out, but we have to see if we're gonna get them. So that's Surrey Dub. And then I actually don't have that many gigs coming up. I'm playing a festival called Priceless, and the one thing that I am doing in the city is July 10th, the Superheroes Fair, which will be down on Marin Street, just south of Cesar Chavez, on a Saturday, and I'm playing at the False Prophet Hookah Dome.
Oh, cool. Are you going to dress up as a superhero?
Yeah, and I haven't thought what yet.
I have a suggestion if you want one.
Yeah?
Quail Man.
Quail Man?
Do you know Quail Man?
No, I don't know Quail Man.
It's from this old cartoon on Nickelodeon called Doug. And it's
Yeah.
He's like the nerdy... You know, Doug is sort of the everyday nerdy kid, but Quail Man is his alter ego superhero.
Awesome.
Who's also sort of nerdy.
Awesome.
It's an easy costume to do, too.
Yeah? Do I just have to look like a quail?
I think you have to wear... tighty-whities outside of your shorts and wear a belt on your head, and that's about it.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, there's like a gold mine of superheroes out there. And I was actually just watching The Watchmen last night. And,
oh, that's a good one.
And like, you know, I kind of want to be Rorschach with his like changing face, but who knows? I don't know. Maybe I'll be something super obscure from some weird science fiction. but yeah, I don't know. Only other thing to say is if you like my stuff, I keep a website and a blog at kidchameleon.com. That's chameleon with a K. And I'm redoing it right now, but I'm trying to put up on there a link to every mix worth its salt from the last 10 years that I've done, which is going to be about 100 mixes in all different styles. And you'll get to hear a lot of the drum and bass that I started out with. But check out kidchameleon.com. And I occasionally do things for Accelerator, the magazine that I write for. It's based here in the city. That's XLR, the number 8, and the letter R.com.
Great, man. Thanks for coming out. Your Surya Dub Night, when is that?
We don't actually... We're not doing it regularly.
Oh, okay.
So we used to do it regularly, and then we decided to only do it when we had an artist come through town.
Oh, I see.
So I think we're aiming for like early fall will be the next one.
Okay, great.
But you can always check suryadub.com. And or to look us up on Facebook as well.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having
me. Yeah, man. That was Kid Chameleon. Check out sanguinesoul.com. We'll put links to his site and all of our archived episodes from the last year and a half. This is like episode 64, I think. Thanks for listening. This is Sanguine Soul, and I'm Honey Knuckles. Peace.
We swam across the bay. A single plane flew through the sky. We lay on our backs and made pictures with the clouds. I tasted the ocean and I kissed her fingers. And what she gets, she doesn't want.
Hey Pirate Catters, this is MTV, and this is the calendar for the week of June 7th. Here's what's going on in the studio at the 21st in Florida Cafe in the Mission. Sunday, June 13th, Sanguine Soul will feature the sounds of Kid Chameleon from 3 to 5, and Nocturna will have the Inkblots from 8 to 10 p.m. Long Playa will be playing Depeche Mode's 101 from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. And as always, every Friday afternoon, 3 to 6, Diamond Dave's Common Threads open mic. Then Friday evening, 10 p.m. to 12 midnight, Pirate Cat Show stand-up live comedy showcase. Every Monday, Pirate Cat and Big Al Gonzalez present Live and Deluxe, the comedy showcase at Club Deluxe SF at 9 p.m. And don't forget to listen to me, MTV, on 94 Radio and Pretty Good Not Much.
You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio, and the time is 4 minutes to 6 o'clock, and we are actually, let me give you some news, what's happening around the world, in the Bay Area and the world. Missing U.S. yacht girl found safe in Indian Ocean. This is from the AFP. An American teen girl was found safe and sound with her damaged yacht on Friday. This was after she lost the mast on her vessel. Wild eyes, thousands of miles, kilometers from her, where help was available. She's fine. The boat's afloat, and she's on it. Her father, Lawrence Sutherland, told the Australia's public broadcaster, ABC, it's a huge, fantastic, exciting news. Australia scrambled a chartered passenger jet from Perth early on Friday to scour seas some 3,700 kilometers, 2,300 miles away, roughly halfway to the mainland of Africa. Pescadero closes in on town sign. This is from the Half Moon Bay Review. It would be a chalkboard sign in the shape of a large sun with a wood roof overhanging. Welcome to Pescadero. The cheerful sign would read, designer Emerald Dawn Webb would build it with the help of her father. Emerald might need her dad's help to bring her vision to life because, after all, she's an imaginative seven-year-old from Pescadero who entered her design into the Pescadero Municipal Advisory Council's call for downtown sign ideas. PMAC's goal is to create a community bulletin for announcements, a place to put emergency information and other major Pescadero-related headlines. The spill may harbor unique hazards. This is from the WSG. Dissolving into patches, sheens, tarballs, and microchips, the oil slick spreading from the damaged deepwater horizon is creating a unique mosaic of potential hazards that has marine biologists, health experts, and wildlife activists juggling hopes and fears. It is a spill like no other, taking place a mile or so in deep water, in layers of more shallow water, and also on the surface. The oil and the disparate chemicals used to dissolve it are potent variables in the biochemical equation of life across the Gulf of Mexico. Several marine biologists, oceanographers, and wildlife experts are scrambling to understand how large or how long-lasting the region's problems may become. Santa Cruz, California, workplace accident, worker sucked into wood chipper and killed. Justice News Flash brings us this story. A longtime employee with Santa Cruz was tragically killed when he was pulled into a wood chipper. The worker was reportedly clearing brush outside Watsonville when the accident took place at around 9:09 a.m. on Paulson Road off